CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Boeing machinists in the Seattle area have voted overwhelmingly to reject a contract. They also voted to authorize their union to strike. Here's union president John Holden.
We're ready. I know our members are ready. And so we'll take it in stride. It'll be a little bit chaotic at first, but we'll get our feet under us as we, you know, picket the sites and, you know, send a strong message that our members deserve better.
The largest wildfire now burning in Southern California has charred at least 80 square miles and is 0% contained. The fires incinerated at least 40 homes and cabins in some mountain communities where Chuck Lyons lives.
My neighbor that lives across the street called and said, your house is fully engulfed. And what a loss. But it takes a couple days for something like that to hit you and you realize the magnitude of your loss.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to take flack for making unsubstantiated claims about Haitian migrants eating pets. And that's not all, says CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He is also under fire for traveling to campaign events and 9/11 commemorations this week with Laura Loomer, who has claimed 9/11 was an inside job and has a history of making racist comments. Just this weekend, she trotted out bigoted tropes about the vice president's Indian heritage, writing that, quote, if Kamala Harris wins, the White House will smell like curry, and White House speeches will be facilitated via a call center.
Elon Musk is expected to close the offices of X, formerly Twitter, in San Francisco and move the operation to Texas. Reaction from CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Over the past couple of years, Elon Musk has increasingly become an extreme online presence, particularly when it comes to LGBT rights and laws in Twitter's home state of California.
A big package delivery company is suing a pillow company owned by an election denier.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow.
DHL is suing MyPillow, alleging the company's chief pitchman, Mike Lindell, owes nearly $800,000 for unpaid bills. The lawsuit filed in Minneapolis is the latest legal dispute involving MyPillow and Lindell. Lindell says that MyPillow stopped using DHL over a year ago in a dispute over shipments that he said was DHL's fault. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We've learned that genealogist Francine Taylor, who helped many African Americans learn about their family history, died over the summer. She spent decades as an archivist at Alabama State University, trying to put pieces of puzzles together. Francine Taylor was 79 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Ian Bunsick. I'm a cowboy, songwriter, country and western artist from Wyoming, and Boot Barn asked me to share my story.
I want you to sing this song so loud they can hear you in Wyoming!
In terms of making music, the thing that I'm most inspired by is how I grew up. The western way of life is just in my DNA, and telling those stories through my music has just been a part of me for my whole life. I never started to make music to write hits. I started making music to express who I am and what the West is. And so as long as I'm staying true to that, then I'll have hits in my own book. And at the end of the day, I would rather be known as a humble dad, husband, and advocate of the West than a popular musician. Boot Barn, keep West.
New government figures show the percentage of U.S. residents who were foreign-born has reached its highest level in more than a century.
The Census Bureau estimates 14.3% of U.S. residents were born outside of the country, up from 13.9% in 2022. The rate hasn't been so high since 1910, when it stood at 14.7%, representing the wave of immigrants who came to America in search of a better life. Last year, international migrants made up more than two-thirds of the population growth in the U.S. More than half are arriving from Latin America. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Grammy-winning singer Cardi B has given birth a third time. She announced on social media that she had a baby last weekend. The 31-year-old performer only announced last month that she was pregnant. On the same day, she filed for divorce from rapper Offset, who's shown in the photos with her and the baby. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around the area for the overnight hours. Light southeast winds and upper 60s by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Friday with highs in the upper 70s. A few more clouds Friday night. Lows will drop back down into the upper 60s. Currently 71 degrees.
is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Cheese! Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. You got it. got it!
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. North of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
sleep on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be somebody, to love somebody.
the way I love you.
In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Got me on a mountain.
If you need a friend, call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Boeing machinists have rejected a contract and overwhelmingly voted